Hey, hey, Jacqueline here. This is normally the part of the intro or of the episode that I would say, welcome to GoTo Gal, episode number blah, blah, blah. As always, I'm your host, Jacqueline Malone, and today, yada, yada, yada. But today, I'm not doing that. Today, we're doing something very different around here, but something I'm super excited about. This is actually not an episode of GoTo Gal. What? Yes, it's still Jacqueline. Yes, you're on the right feed. But today we're doing something a little bit different. I wanted to tell you about this new podcast that I'm really excited about. It's called The Passion Economy. And in every episode, host Adam Davidson, you might recognize his name or more likely his voice as the co-founder of NPR's Planet Money. He sits down with individuals from all walks of life who've overcome professional and financial roadblocks and created new paths of fulfillment by channeling their entrepreneurial spirits and pursuing their passions. Now, I love this for so many reasons. One, I'm always inspired by people's stories, especially those who are pursuing their passions and doing big things that they feel called to do. I'm also loving, or I could probably even say kind of sort of obsessed with, the fact that this is becoming a mainstream conversation. If you have been in this online marketing world for a while, heck, even a podcast listener for a while, you've probably have had conversations with friends, family, former coworkers where they're like, what? You're listening to a what? Like, how do I listen to podcasts? Or how do you make money? Or they just don't get it. And now these conversations are becoming more commonplace, and shows like The Passion Economy are bringing this opportunity to a bigger scale and also giving a chance for those of us that do already have, that maybe are already participating in this passion economy, you just didn't know it, that peek behind the scenes of how did these people do it, right? No matter where we are in our journey, we can always learn from those breadcrumbs, those nuggets from people who are successful in any business, right? I love, success leaves clues, and I absolutely love listening to conversations like this. So today I am sharing with you a clip from the very first episode of The Passion Economy. Now, in this episode, Adam is interviewing his guest, Damali Peterman, who is amazing. If you do not know her already, you're going to need to go search her and follow her in all of the places. So Adam is interviewing Damali, and one of my favorite parts of the conversation, which I'm sharing with you today in this clip, is her aha moment. She was in her 9-to-5. She had this banking job, very successful and really using a lot of her skills in this job. It wasn't like she realized she wanted to be doing something completely differently. But she had this realization that she wasn't using all of her skills and that there was more. There was more she could be doing with the skills. I'm not going to give you all the details, but I want you to listen through two different lenses, right? One is you're going to relate to her. You're going to, if you are still in your job, you are definitely, you're there. You're probably going to be, I love how Adam coins it, the Damali moment. Like, you're going to be either thinking about, have you had that Damali moment, or you're going to be on the lookout for it as it's coming now that it's brought to your attention. For those of you that already have left your job, or maybe you never even had a job, you've been an entrepreneur your whole life. Well, has anyone been an entrepreneur their whole life? I think there are. Not everyone leaves a 9-to-5 exactly. All right, I digress. But what I want to say is I want you to listen, one, and think of, okay, what was your Damali moment? And whether that was the catalyst from going from one business to the next, if you have always been the entrepreneur, or if you were a stay-at-home mom and to start the business, what was that Damali moment? Or if you were in a job, you know, when did you have that moment? So one, I want you to listen through that lens of just relating and connecting those dots for yourself. The other lens I want you to listen through is, what does that story look like for you? Because again, no matter where you are in your business, sharing that story, sharing your Damali moment with your followers, with your clients, with your fans, with their website traffic people, wherever, all of the places you are showing up, sharing that Damali moment with them is going to create connection the same way you're going to feel this connection with Damali in this short clip, right? It happens that fast because it's so powerful. So listen, definitely go check out the Passion Economy. Definitely go follow Damali in all the places. I'm going to play the clip and then I'm going to pop back in after. This is not a full episode. So have a listen and I will be back at the end. I feel like this is like a class and it's like, okay. And then after the podcast, I will be back and we'll discuss what we just heard. All right. So here we go. I'm going to press play.
Damali will tell us that the election in November 2016 was so dramatic in her life that it made her restructure her entire life. Yet she is not going to tell us ever, and I tried, how she feels about President Trump. And that tells you a lot about Damali. She is all about conflict resolution, stopping conflicts, resolving conflicts. And she knows that whoever she's talking to, bringing up the name Trump and expressing a view is highly likely to cause conflict, and that is not what she's about. She did tell me that what spurred this change in her was this shift in our culture overall, a shift that was clearly sparked by the 2016 election.
I felt like, especially in New York City, I felt like the mood in the air had changed. I felt like throughout the campaign, a lot of things that I think Americans have tried to ignore or, try to avoid kind of came back to life. And I remember thinking, Adam, the world is going to need a lot of conflict resolvers now. And literally, I thought those words, and then I couldn't stop thinking that. Like every day I woke up and I thought that, and I looked at my children and I thought that, and I sat in my office and I thought that. So what was I doing with all these skills and not using them for the greater good?
For the greater good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's a social engineer in me coming out.
Right.
she was dormant for a bit.
If you loved your job at Weiler, Deloitte, all more power to you. But I think it would feel like a bit of a bummer if you didn't use some of these other tools.
I wasn't using, if we are three-dimensional, if we are, let's say we are 100% of ourselves. So I felt like in each of those jobs, I was giving my all, I was doing my best, and I was doing very well. I wasn't using 100% of all of the, let's call them passions or skills that I had, because there wasn't a space to use all of that. And so what I did with my own companies, especially the first one, was to create a space to use all of my skills.
To create a job. Because you,
yes.
Nobody was like, hey, you know what we want? We need an assistant general counsel for everything Damali loves doing.
Yes.
And is great at. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that happen? How do you have this really good job?
Yeah.
I don't want to embarrass you. I'm assuming it's a really good salary and
yes.
The next levels are even more.
Yes.
Like
with a lot of support internally. Like it was close. I could walk there from my apartment. Like it was great.
It was great.
It was great.
So what do you do? Like how do you start thinking about your passions and what you're doing? What action do you take?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's funny. I actually took out a legal pad and I wrote down everything that I knew how to do.
Where were you when
you
did this?
Well, it started at lunchtime at work. I should have gone out for lunch and I didn't. I was, again, so ensconced, if you will, with this idea of conflict resolvers being needed immediately. And I felt like a superhero. I felt like, you know, like Superman has that sort of, you know, he takes off his shirt and there's the S. I felt like I had these skills that were needed and no one knew about them. Again, I'd used them for work, but kind of where they fit in. And so I took out a legal pad. I started at work. I was sitting in my office. And I remember like writing on my legal pad, which probably looked like legal work. and I wrote all the things I knew how to do. And it started off, I remember saying, writing like speaks different languages, travels, can negotiate X, Y, and Z. It started off like that, but then it was like this amazing brainstorming session where everything I wrote, I thought of something else. And I think it went on. It was one of those 11 by 14 legal pads.
Yeah, those.
And so I went on, and I remember it was like columns of work. And also, I have the worst handwriting, so I couldn't even decipher everything. But it was. But I just kept going on and kept going on. And I think I had about 3 pages. I still have this somewhere. I should look in one of my banker's boxes from when I packed up my office there. And I wrote everything down. And then I started to – so I had this massive list of what I knew how to do. And some of the – options had subcategories. That's how I think.
Subparagraph G.
Yeah, subparagraph G was there. And then I started to circle what I love to do. And as I started circling what I love to do, what I saw emerge was kind of three professions, if you will. There was the educator in me. There was the mediator in me, which, you know, clearly started back when I was a child. My first sibling was born when I was 3. And so I feel like I've had budding skills from the age of 3 onward. And then, of course, there was the lawyer. Being that I lived in New York for so many years, most people only knew me as Damali the lawyer. And so I sat there and I actually wrote attorney, mediator, educator. And I was like, I like that. I'm going to put it on the card. So I did.
You ordered a card.
I did. I didn't even have a name yet for my company. But I was like, it's going to say attorney, mediator, and educator. And yeah, that's what I did.
Wow. Well, I want to zero in on this because this is such a passion economy moment. This is like, I want listeners to think about their Damali moment when they're like, because I think so many people are in exactly the boat you were in on that day. It's not that you're, you know, an accountant who hates accounting and your dream is to be a baker and you have to just fully leave one world and go to another world. I think that does happen.
Yeah.
But more often it's you have a job and a life that's maybe it's 68% or 73% satisfying. Maybe it's scratching a lot of your itches, but it's not scratching all of them. And that's, for some people, that's okay. And for some people, that's always unbearable. But I think for a lot of people, it takes some external shock to shake you up. And it sounds like you were probably in that 68 to 73%. Like if you stayed doing that, you would not be a miserable person hating every day. But there was some soul satisfying something that was not being spoken to and being revealed to the world. I think I'm going to call it the Damali moment when you actually do that list. So you said you started at lunch. Was it a one-time thing? Did it take you weeks, hours?
No, the elections were, what, November 4th we voted. I gave notice right after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And I gave 3 weeks notice. And my last day, I think, was December 16th.
Wow. So this was quick.
It was relatively quick because that's how I operate too. Like once I make a decision, I go for it. I just felt like now it was the right time.
All right. And there you have it. Now, if you want to hear more from Damali and that conversation, and if you want to hear more stories like this, definitely go over to the Passion Economy podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, go check it out, subscribe, listen, and give some thought to what I prompted you with in the beginning. What was your Damali moment? I love that we're calling it this now. What was that moment for you, and how can you share that? How can you share it this week with the people who were paying attention, whether it's a handful of people who are paying attention to you online or whether you're talking to tens of thousands of people on your podcast every week, whatever it is, how can you be sharing that? Because it's so important that we're giving people that glimpse behind the scenes of why do we want to do this? Why did we stop doing what we were doing before, whatever it is? And why does it matter what we're doing now? What's that bigger purpose behind the work that we're doing? And maybe, just maybe, I should probably address this too. Maybe hearing this and hearing Damali's story, you realize there's more for you, whether it's in your job or whether it's in your business. Sometimes this happens. You get to a certain point in your business and it's like, oh, whoa, like this. Maybe you're making money, maybe you're not making money, but you're feeling called to more and a bigger impact. And that Damali moment is taking you from one level of business to the next. And that's a really powerful thing too. So I hope that her story inspired you and is calling you to that bigger purpose of passion, whatever it is. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me today in this very different type of episode, but I'm just so excited to be able to share the passion economy with you and Damali with you and Adam and to prompt you to think a little bit bigger and what does that look like for you? All right. Thanks so much for being here. And as always, I'm cheering you on.